So welcome, guys. Welcome to the Box Lunch. You don't know, says Kiashrag.
You don't know, IB.
Yeah, and today we have a very exciting show for you guys today. We'll be talking to the man himself, dancehall industry mogul and serial entrepreneur, Ramesh Major, CEO of Ramesh Wear and Ramesh Entertainment. You don't know, which is managing line for dancehall juggernauts, TJ, Ding Dong, and dancehall princess herself, Shensia. So we have the man himself right now on the live. You don't know, say, you know, him get... No, watch out, man. We're there, man. Easy, man. Easy, man. Take your time. Take your time.
So this podcast is Rules of Success. So we're trying to find out from Ramesh, you know, as I mentioned, is somebody who, from Ramesh Wear, Ramesh Entertainment, Ramesh Records, promotional company, etc. So, you know, we want to get an idea, you know, Ramesh, what are going on?
Well,
as always, you don't know, sir. We don't even have liquor around here.
Why bust the Box Lunch today?
True, which is right. But the first question I want to ask, though, like, what drives you? You know what I mean? Like, we just list out the different companies, the different brands and everything that you do. Like, what drives you when you wake up a morning or do you even sleep? Because based on how much things you do, like, what drives you?
Yo, you know, so we're late, man. I'm 4 o'clock for the life, man. That's always a work. Well, put it this way. I'm a workaholic by birth. Yeah. When I go prep school, they know me at work. Hmm. So that's just me overall. But, you know, just the fact that I have a son, and the fact that when I was younger, there was stuff that I wanted that my father or my mother couldn't give me. And I go through enough struggles with my family, meaning that half of my family did have money, and they've been very... They never, you know, it's half sisters, and they treat me a certain way. What me would have called as abuse in a them time and nowadays, how people treat you, you know.
Yeah.
Give things in your face and deal with it because you're lower than them. So I just make up my mind and say, yo, I'm going to work hard, make sure so I never have to work for people on a level like people can disrespect me as well as I make sure say, yo, I have my son. So I'm going to make sure no say, yo, I'm comfortable in a way where nobody can deal with him no way. You understand?
True.
My youth and my past is what really is my drive.
That's interesting because we hear that story all the time, that chip on the shoulder story. That is a lot of motivation for a lot of big names that we have in the, just in general, just for success, you know, that, you know, I don't want to go as far as troubled past, but something to prove and a reason to go forward. But what was your first like entrepreneurial venture? That you say, you know what, I'm going to take on the road now.
Well, you know, so from the first business I ever was in high school, we used to walk and sell CD in a high school.
Mm-hmm.
From this, I start. Apart from prep school, from young, we used to love maths.
Hmm. Okay.
So we used to do people, maths homework, free food, lunchtime.
Wow.
Oh, so you always have that hustler mentality, you know?
Yeah, and then when we reached high school, we used to walk and sell CDs after school as well as glow stick and them stuff there.
Glow stick.
And then I think the biggest something that made my most money when the younger was them time the Nokia phone them did come in, and I think I was one of the first few person that had accessories for them, like change them out, have light pole,
battery,
light keypad. So I guess from the start, and then we just move on from one step to another.
Okay, so in terms of for entertainment though, like when did you realize you want to be in entertainment? Because I know like you went to Arden, right? And Arden had people like Roshan, Coffee, Dunwell, etc. You know, was the love for entertainment developed at Arden or is this or later on?
All right, remember this, you know, I'll show you the next thing. From me, I got prep school, you used to sit down, my father didn't have a cassette player. He used to sit down every Friday night and listen to IRFM, a record. So, say for instance, I would record from 8 o'clock to 8:15. I'm going to put it on pause because you know, say a little ad will come on. And then record back when it starts and then go back. So, it's from this. So, I have a love for music. I never like the advertisement. So, I just do me make my own little cassette and play. So, from that time, the music love the music. I did it on choir, I had in high school, all the day, the angel. Do piano class, all of them something. But I have the love for music, but I never know, so I never get into it until I start tour. With T.O.K. So, we did
tour with T.O.K.
Tour with T.O.K. Going on tour with them just as a friend until just almost moved and they say, yo, you're good for them on the road with me, okay? Come like a road manager. We get anything them want. Whether I'm going to look girl for them in the party while I go on or carry them back.
Essential on tour.
Yeah, I'm pull down the instrument them. It went as far as one time with them on tour and we went to Spain and the people in the races over there on a level, I never want to go in a some supermarket. And me going there as a broad man and just buy some sitting and go cook and go back on the tour. Them time we have tour, the tour bus have about 30 people because we are Cecil and some other people that tour. Mm-hmm. And we have bands and me I sell everybody a food for $10. That's the mentality that's going on my brain. That's always a forget income.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that because enough people will look on success and don't want to look at where you start. So a man would look and say, yo, if T.O.K. say, Ramesh, go to the supermarket, I say, no, you come lily up my thing. But so in terms of that humility where, yo, for you, it's like you get an opportunity or you just love what you are doing. You know, what is it that motivated or you is just intrinsic where you just like to work, you know, matter what it is?
Yo, I love money, you know? I love living comfortably, you know? So I just work hard, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I don't like ask people for nothing at all. And then the whole point about it, I have a big team, I have a family. I say, when I say family, I don't want to think about my son and my mother alone. You know, I talk about my friend and my group with them, staff, and them are my family too. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure I look like even at time like now. My family and my staff who work with me for much years are supposed to have grown and I ask nothing and I ask them broke.
True.
So we'll be comfortable and the whole out can hold out everything up again.
That's interesting because a lot of persons would like to say that, you know, people always throw it out, don't mix family with business, but it don't look like you follow that mantra.
Well, I get only for bearing with that, but you just have to know the levels. You can't make the good stuff off the bad all the while, because you have some wicked people out there. But
true.
You have good sales. And any idea, no matter what, if we date 50 women, we must find a good one out there.
True.
If we have 100 staff, we must have a good one out there. So we have to continue to get the heartbreak, get the robbery, get the downfall until we find that good one.
Yeah, as long as you learn the lessons from it.
Let me learn hard, you know, brother. I fire about 30 secretary for the past 5 years, you know.
Wow.
I have a good one now. I have Jadino, used to work as if I work for me full time now.
Oh, yeah, Jade, like, yeah.
I trust her. And I tell her already, so the way I trust her and love her with my business, she have a disrespect, you know, just I find her someone.
That's good.
True. So and it's a good point that you bring up because your staff, like not just Jade, whether like just your staff generally, they speak so highly of you. So I always wonder, is it that you pay that well, or is just, you know, your relationship with your staff, like how you deal with them and your relationship with them?
I'm not really about payment only, you know, because I don't like saying I have people who get minimum wage, I have people who get this, but I want to treat them. If I go on the road, I drink at any say, I drink a moment. Everybody I drink.
True.
If I go to a restaurant, I eat a lobster, and they want a lobster, they're going to eat that too. But because we're there, so I'm going to say, yo. So I just saw, if you watch my thing and my movement, if me go up on the road and say, I go buy two bridges to two girls, but just buy us some bridges to the girl, and I'm going to have to stop.
Nice.
You understand?
You don't
if any time they're on tour, and me and Black Boy and Slider and them people, they will go up on the mall. Them I can't take up as much stuff as me, but then know them I come back with at least a suit.
Yeah.
You understand? So it's not even about just for payment, that's the everyday living.
Yeah. It's just
them
good
can't,
vibes.
They can't take up a car and drive going anywhere. They know somebody say boss me, I'm already car. They can't stay in my house, they can't stay in my apartment. It no matter. They view them like fun, they look on them like fun because at the end of the day, enough of them idiot boss and I understand. Say, brother, you have 100 workers and a one boss. Right? Mm-hmm. The 100 workers, they get up and move. The boss is no longer.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look on them and respect them. And that's with a lot of people nowadays. They don't respect people because they're lower than them.
Right.
You get me? I say? And it even in the music. Not for the man, they're not business about the artist. But make the artist get a hit song now. Yo, what one? Make your song now.
Yeah.
You see, every day they're everyday living. So you just have to respect people and just treat them with love. And just not only about money. Everything is not money. You get me? I say, because right now, no matter how much money we have, we can't spend it. Do we ever don't spend it? Just buy food.
Exactly.
We can't spend it right now. We could have a Christmas car. We want to drive it.
True.
So everything is not about money.
Strong words. Boy, you're going to have a mailbox full of resume by tomorrow. Because right now, you sound like Ramesh Entertainment is the place to be if you want a good work and good vibes.
That's not right, true, brother.
Boy. So Ramesh, so me and Ivy was having a conversation. Say, yo, you came on the radar during, I would say, late 2000s on the popular scene as Ramesh Wear, the designer. Where did that start from, and where did he get the motivation to say, oh, you know, a close more ago, though?
You know, so from me, a little youth, he's a little nerd. Me used to wear some big glasses and I'm fat. A little fatter than this when me young, man.
And lie?
No, man, I really thought, man.
Yeah.
I always love colors. I always like put things together. I'm neat. My sister can always tell my friend, him say, yo, when them man they clean all your house, man, everything neat and organized. From them time, they never like an organized thing. But me did just there and we got one store named Shima one day, and them time I'm not a whole lot of money. Them time I'm apart Marlon somewhere, and we have got one Christmas night and Marlon give me $100 and say, go buy a suit. Them time they got Shima $100, one nice pants and one nice shirt.
True, yeah.
I'm going to buy one rocking shirt in, and I step up in that club then at Christmas Eve and I sign them, you know. Big belly bang over my pants, tough in my remote, and me, I say, yo, oh, you're dead tonight, man. Brother, I don't know when we're going to that club, about 6 of them and I go on the shirt.
Blows.
And then, hey, what the shirt is, a neon pink shirt, so it's a glow.
So they look like one team in there. Like one dance group.
The next day, I go to Marlon and say, Marlon, I know so I can't do this, man. I start to put this.
Yeah.
And laugh off at me and say, go on, let me see what you can do it then. I'm going to go, son. My party name, Rasta, come up them time. I mean, not if I Rasta or what, but they have three dance floor and party I keep. And, brother, I'm going to make one jean suit and put eyelids in it. And, yo, the suit weigh about 30 pounds. But me I tell myself, so step over there and I'm clean enough. Remember me telling you now, so I wear glasses in there, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Some thick glasses and I joke thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm clean enough, I take off the glasses, then walk when I party, me I put them, I put the two every 5
But you're clean same way.
But when I done, when the picture them come out and everything, them time they have baby a blackberry around the place, you know, brother.
Yeah.
And I put up my thing in there, and I say, yo, where you get the suit? Where you get the suit? And I tell you, okay, so yo, you know, say, I make it. And the man them say, yo, some person come up, make one suit, and I make camouflage suit for them, and bunty them, and all of them love the suit, and I see them and say, yo, I make it, and bunty say, yo, you know, you don't go on, but build something for me.
Wow.
But before that, because we not part with Marlon Samuels them time, the cricketer them come for West Indies, you know what I mean, you know? Them time, the castle closed just a coming to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go downtown, them time they have tourism around the whole place. Go downtown and buy the castle tourism and them, and get some seat put in on the side of them, get some stone and patch up. Ivy, you know this.
Yeah, man,
them,
I know, man.
Put on a bling bling.
Yeah, yeah.
Them time, drinking.
Run Ed Hardy time, them.
Then me, you know, when me are going out Pegasus with the cricket at them, and I remember say when a cricket team was coming, about 15, 16 cricket, you know.
Yeah.
Two suitcases in a man, and them time, I buy maybe a pants are cost me 20 US if I don't do it. And I sell them for $100, $200, $300. The prettier the pants is, the more me I sell it for. I tell you this. If I go in there with 50 pounds, I now come up back with none. And as soon as I start make my real money, and I make money after I cricket, and I was going to say, I always give up my land sandwich because I him first, give him first big money if I go to do something. Because the first machine I buy, him helped me buy it. And I can tell you now, I have more than $5 million out of machine right now. From just one machine that costs $35,000.
Yeah.
You get me? Wow. I said, because I have machines upon machines upon machines. Machines on me dream, but when I say, I wish I could have buy them, I have them now.
Wow.
You get me? I said, so it's just a show, say, my life is one story, brother. I can't put check through needle in, but I have the brain, I have the mind, I have the creativity. So I use it, go on road with that until it end up, say, the whole of dance hall, I wrap my clothes. The whole of the Caribbean, I wrap my clothes. Remember one day, Dwayne Bravo called me and said, yo, I'm keeping birthday party. I'm being them a performer. If I come over with them and carry two suitcases of clothes. And the man says, why am I want big money? I'm a ticket and everything. I'm gone. I mean, I say, see there, look what clothes though.
True.
So, that's like the first vision with the clothes.
That's crazy. That's ridiculously inspiring. Where, you know, you yourself just wanted to stand out and do something for yourself. But in tutus, it ended up with you clothing one of dancehall's biggest icons of all time on stage.
So, right now, so where is Ramesh Wear right now? I see somebody asking, what's the brand? So, Ramesh Wear. So, you started then, in terms of clothing, as Kashrak said, doing outfit for most dancehall artists then. So, what exactly are you doing at this point in time with the brand
Ramesh Wear? I'm not clothing line enough, because I'm a person. I'm not closed up my business enough.
Okay.
I'm not closed business. I'm other hand. I still have a clothing line, but mostly a corporate, because we come up with the entertainer them wear. They don't like pay. They don't like pay. So
informality, a dancer.
Go Louis and Gucci, I'm going to spend $2,000-$3,000 US, but a little man, I do a suit down at Jamaica for $300 US, they don't want to do that.
Hmm.
So I just make a stand and say, yo, I don't walk over in a while time I'm born and grow. I don't want to catch up, so I love it. And then I went to corporate. Yo, brother, I can tell you this straight. My life was just God bless. And it come out from my heart, make God bless me, because nothing will happen to me, I don't plan. It's like I just move from emotion and say, I want to do this. And because I'm creative, I'm a work hard, and I don't give up, it reach where it reach. But then I like me get up and say, this me I got to do. You get me, I say?
Yeah.
When me start with the clothing and just say, yo, I'm done with artists, and I say, God, no. I don't know how I'm going to do it, because I lift up my lifestyle, I buy a Chris car, I live in a big house and I pay rent and all that. So, okay, anyway, yo.
Yeah.
I have a food, I want to move out and move me and daddy house. Just get me out. So, I'm going to move up a long mountain and pay a big rent, I drive a big car. And then, I say, here, I don't know the artist then. And then, I start corporate. Well, I put on pinker till cable and wireless change to Lime. And then, Lime say, yo, they might change all them whole thing. Make some sample shirt, I give them the man them loving for the whole Caribbean. Man, I'm had about 5,000. Button up shirt.
Yeah, I remember that time. Yeah.
Start, man. The first deposit I get in me buy me build one whole factory, you know. Cause when I go to the money, when the money says they want 4,000 shirts, you know. They ask me how long that take for get. It will take me about 2 years, we don't need to have enough. 2 months, you know. Give me PO, purchase order.
Yeah.
When they give me the money, me better tell you this, you know. When I get the check in, man, I look on the check for about 2 days before I cash it.
You never know, so that real.
Yeah,
them
yeah.
One that, no, well, money they can walk though.
Show my sister. I say, them zero, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, remember them Lime shirt, them man. Change the game.
Check me back in my life up to now, brother.
Yeah.
And I say, me just go. I go buy, me build up same place I'm born and grow up. I build it up, set it up, run new wire, new everything, and I go sing and go buy myself about 15 new machines. Them tell me they don't get tailor in, brother.
Hmm.
And I just start go tailor hunting. BB broadcast in a week. Go everywhere me here, one little factory, then I go to the door and stand up and say, hey, you know how to work.
Hmm. Yeah.
And so I go on and go on to me, have me so, and I have my factory, and I just do my thing.
True. So, but it's something that you say, and you just make it sound so easy. But how are you from Waltham? Move from being a big name in dancehall, you have a heavy presence in dancehall, to corporate. Like, how was that transition? Because, you know, somebody thinking, say, yo, that's supposed to be something hard. How we can just walk up to this person and build that relationship? Like, how was that for you?
Me go say something, man. You know, I'm straightforward, and sometimes people take things when I say wrong, but me not really business. Remember, say them corporate brand manager friend for artists and ID.
True.
I used to be one too, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
When I hear someone do and work, I want to hear someone artist I go do.
Yeah.
Everything dropping up. If a man come and say, yo, you know, say John Brown doing birthday party, he want a sponsorship for 100,000. Oh, me not have it. Then I hear Ding Dong come. Yeah, I want my birthday sponsor. Oh, yes, you're a millionaire.
True. Mm-hmm. True, true, true.
So, knowing that Rami should have designed to the big names and willing to change the game now and come and say, yo, them shape bad shirt that everybody out here got them office and them are going to make the thing look nice and pop and look. Everybody have a change, and if a big company like Lime push out and say, yo, we are changing to look, where you think I got the competitor going to change them look to
no,
you?
No, facts, yeah.
So digital have a run on
now. Because it happened.
They make two red shirts, digital, red stripe like it, then Appleton like it, until it go on and go until, then just have to buy the shirt because you have to look up to the standard.
Yeah, and I can attest to that for those persons that are tuning in. At the time, I was working Well, when you started with Lime was before I went to Rare Navy. But by the time I started working at Rare Navy, like literally every major brand, from Magnum, True Juice, you name it, was doing that rummy style. You know what I mean? And that started from Lime. Lime, I remember when they rebranded with that sort of shirt, that was what really changed the game in terms of, because before brands were boring, etc., you know, that was what changed how the corporate look for Jamaica. So yeah, man, big up where that is concerned, you know what I mean? But one of the questions we got from Kim Screechy from Twitter is, we're going to segue a bit into entertainment, is how do you navigate creating partnerships between corporate Jamaica and your artists and while still maintaining a hardcore dancehall fan base? So like for Ding or Ashensia, you know, they have one foot in, because something that people always say, I even myself say, yo, like, is very few artists can be number one in a dance. You got any dance, Ding Dong are the man, Ding Dong are run the place, while still corporate is Ding Dong. And the same thing for Shensia. How are you as a manager, how do you maintain that balance?
That's the belief where you believe in, and if the team within to believe in. Look here, we have a listen now, I have a pre-music,
mm-hmm.
Right? What cartel biggest song for the past years?
Fever. Me would have said Fever.
Is Fever a gun song?
No.
Okay. True. What Ding Dong biggest song for the past years?
Fling.
Or, yeah, all dancing songs.
Good. What Shensia biggest song?
Everything.
All, like, girl bless. Song. Bless.
What TJ, which is a Badman artist, biggest song?
Owner Lane.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And on Bubbly about the video.
And Bubbly, yeah.
One song, a nasty song, not do nothing and go nowhere.
True.
It only give you a hype for the moment, and it only give you a fling and a street cred.
That,
but it does not cross over and go international.
That's true. And that's, I can.
So, if you look on a talent and say, yo, then, how the bad man forward and the bad man pull up and them something and us. Maybe go some family thing. Because. Me remember when me and Ding talk and we said to Ding, say, yo, you know, see, every time the government and the people them talk, them about dancehall. Why? Because they say it's not family oriented. So when me go somewhere and say, yo, I've changed the game and make things nice, and you see Prime Minister dance and that the man in the dance and that the dance, we just say, okay, see the corporate earlier.
Yeah.
For the past 5 years, Ding has gotten over 13 contracts from corporate company.
Wow.
That better off than some of them money we have seen. I mean, me tell you this, now, brother. I tour the world, and I tell you, so big up to you, okay, because them never respect and rated that Jamaica on a level where me see with them on tour, and people are dropping like me think of Michael Jackson.
True.
And like, same thing. You see them born Shensia and say this and say that. Shensia bigger than enough of them are there, so we don't go overseas.
No, facts,
we have
toured,
and I can say this. A lot of people say enough bias thing, but yo, Rami, show the tour with Shenna, your tour, this brother, she's a female artist. I forget if you back her, because guess what? She's going to some territory where we never know dance all day.
Yeah,
can best say this. You can get a bookmarker right now and tour and talk for some artists. Maybe I only popcorn and them man, they go certain place where she go. Some of the great one of us dance all best and this and that never go them place there yet.
Yeah.
You get what I say? So me are showing this, and I'm about to watch a little who are trending, so who are trending this and who are that and who are this and how much this and that. Is who is getting the bookings and whose sales are up. Remember saying I come in a music for hype, you know?
Yeah.
See me? And me can, and I just true man like that because people and net when I really love flip things and cut it up and make it seem like yeah, disrespect people. But I fucks me that, brother.
Because
some man they have number one on Jamaica chart every friggin' month and never step out of Jamaica country yet.
True.
Yeah.
Right? We go on some show when we see some artists who are bigger than Shensi and Ding and TJ. Out there, son. I want to go up on show, we have to close for them. Because if we perform before them, the people them are cuss. Because you know, say they have a thing in a dance hall where them say, at the big act, them close up.
Yeah, right.
But no matter how artists big, you still can't work before certain artists or after. No, you can't work after. Like, me would have never put none of my artists them for work after Cape Town. The way him jump and button on the place, hard keep up. So,
yeah.
I have to know facts of certain things, brother. And I when I get up, when I watch it, people jump up on Instagram and say this and say that. And me, I see numbers. And me, I know my talent, them I do. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty still. Look on the big artists, then. Because there are key things that to watch, you know. We live in an Instagram world. Right? Your Instagram has to up.
True.
TJ and about three or four artists post the same time.
True.
TJ doubled them on Instagram followers. TJ I got almost 400,000 subscribers right now on YouTube and Vivo while them still stuck at 200 or 100 odd.
Yeah.
You get me, I say? So these are the stuff that people must look at and stop looking at. Yo, this is song and that, and this is song and that.
True.
I know, so you go, brother.
Yeah, like people metrics off.
Yeah.
People.
Like last year when these numbers come out and them say, Shensi are the most streamed female artist, them shock. Why?
I wouldn't understand why.
Brother, remember, so some people, artists only play in a Jamaica and the Caribbean, some only play in a Jamaica and the America, some play where me work, my artists, them, I make them go all over. I've done collabs with French artists, African artists, Caribbean artists, and that's the next thing where the artists, them, do, they not give up. They don't work with the other talent. And that's why I have to big up Cartel, because guess what, Cartel big up everybody.
True.
You don't know when get or when get, but in the collab with, I don't think nobody in a dance hall do more collab than Cartel.
Yeah.
Him give people strength.
Mm-hmm.
You see me? And
that's
at the
true.
Moment when the man them big and hot and I run the place, them nah give the youth them the strength. And when them pop down and them cool up now, you see them run one come to the collab.
Yeah. Them a draw for something more fresh.
Yeah.
Where them never really did a pre before. But it's funny that you mentioned Shensia, that is a Rumish Entertainment story from promo girl to dancehall superstar now. Ramesh, do you think you have the eye for talent, or you think is the management that get these people to the place where they are? Do you have the eye for the talent, or is it the management?
Brother, I don't have an eye for talent. That's smart. You get me? I say, and I just, yo, I see all of my artists them as a product. So it's like, you have to look and see how the product can sell.
Yeah.
All right. Shensi, I think, was easy. As a promo girl, she was the most hardworking girl I've ever seen. Just have her pick me and come work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Pick me a treat. Our child is 2 months old and she's ready for work again. And this girl worked Friday, Saturday for Rumish Entertainment. And Sunday when I call her, I say, yo, you're good? Yes, but she's slightly tired. She's on her way to Monday for working for her next company. And she have her liquor youth. And then by 8 o'clock again, 9 nights, she reach one. And she let see with the youth and like, go and buy ice cream or whatever. Then something put her respect.
Yeah.
You see, remember the first dream weekend she do? Every one of the girls them get up and go on them yard and she did their work till the party done. Right?
Yeah.
And if we have 15 back of service girl, she sell more than when the 14 add up together sell.
Wow.
Till all moit. At a jarred them have looked away and tear a bonus because she sold the most. Like
wow.
So brother them something they show from then time she work hard.
She had the work ethic,
you know, so she work hard and then gave her the next thing. I'm gonna put her in a studio because it was a WhatsApp something going on and she has sing. I mean, I said, she sing alright. She's not sound bad. Then a couple of days after I see one broadcast put out, she had DJ one freestyle. I'm saying, yo, they can have body now.
Yeah.
But you don't know how work, you hold it, you know, I go jumpy. And put her in a studio and say, yo, right to the rhythm. At the time she just start write. So she writes something and she go on and she go in there and she DJ and me laugh. I mean, I say, yeah, forget some training. But I said, you're not ready for this. You know, but you know, Ivy, you know me harsh already.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just say, brother, me not tell this girl to come back no time at all. Instead, I say, go and fix everything and come back. She leave 4 o'clock in the evening, about 8 o'clock, she's in the studio with the engineer. I mean, never knows she's taking number. And, you know, me come and work, come see the song, ready and done. And when I go in, I go hear the song. And it's all jiggle in the brother. Rascal. I mean, I say, me so come back, and me go to the right, dead with laugh. And me, I say, yes. Yes, I'm just telling them, say, I just give her money and say, go on, man, me talk to you tomorrow, I'm busy. And I call Conscience today, I call Taurus Riley, I call DJ Frash, I go around Jordan, hey, about 30 people, I go to Phoenix Studio and say, oh, this sound. My mama say, yeah, man, it's have a vibe, and when I show them the picture, right, they say, blood clot. Oh, she sounds like one big, tough, rough, you see me?
Yeah.
I did my summary of my homework and see. What was the vision and hope? You take it on. I'm tell her, Mr. Brother, you know, when you go out there, you get a bashing. There's no sense of entertainment still. You have to get a bashing if you overcome it and know who you be.
Yeah.
Jigga run out. You don't know where the promo girl them, so push out, where push out, and it go on. And then we get the color with Cartel and we do what we do, and put the icing on the cake, and we just continue working. But the beauty with her, brother, she worked more than all of them, man artists. I mean, I tell her that.
Yeah, it's true.
If you put on, we're there in Miami already. Me, she, Russian, two foreign rapper, and some other people, and everybody drop asleep there for her. The only person was up with her was the engineer, and the only reason, because the engineer changed his shift to an ex-engineer.
Wow.
And we have beggars say, yo, brother, come over to the hotel, man. Please, may I beg you? You see me? So work ethics is very key.
And I think enough people miss that. Them just look on the finished product, but they don't realize that, yo, it takes so much work for it to get done. You know what I mean?
Some of them artists are right now, where them say them hot. Them would have bigger and better because you have to have structure. Yeah. No matter how you're talented and you have the body song, brother. I've seen some artists, boy, I don't know nobody way. I'm so upset that I just wanna mean. You can't help. Next time a little youth come to me and say, Ramesh, me I beg your boss, me, I mean, me hear him voice, me I say, Jen, no, hear the man sing, I make me want to cry. But me not have the time, and if me not have the time, me can't help you because time is not all about money, you know.
True.
You have to have time to put into that talent.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to groom them, you have to grow them. Brother, when Shensia just come in, me spend about $300,000 with vice training, you know.
Hmm.
Big up Siobhan, you know, big Siobhan, you know, night and day, you know. When she record her song, she record it, I love it. And when Siobhan comes, she have to record it over. Till she has to get a nice, say, why me record the song in 3-4 times? Because me want to hear what you can do, and then me want to hear how it is sound.
Okay.
See, a lot of that is missing for most persons. They think that artists have it natural. You know, them just get up and have it, but them don't know the hard work that goes into it, the long nights, the training.
Artist work is not easy. Like, me and I did a talk yesterday, and me and Ding a talk, and we share with the talk. Because it's the thing with me and my talent, we're like family.
Sounds
like. Don't pass, so we don't talk.
Yeah,
love that.
We often even just check by each other and say, yo, you're good? We come like family.
Yeah.
And me, I said to them, say, brother, when the world open up, you know, God go do, you know, we never need an next manager, and I come in natural, you know. So,
yeah,
the artist them and entertainment itself needs structure.
Right. Interesting enough, I was talking to somebody who worked for a financial company, and he was saying that one of the reasons his company is hesitant in investing in the entertainment industry is that promoters or the entertainment industry overall is not structured. You know what I mean? And artists, they're not necessarily loyal. Because even a separate convo, I was talking with Chrome. I was like, yo, Chrome, why you not sign nobody? He must say, yo, no one sign nobody. People not loyal. So for you, like, I know you were working with artists before and you stopped. What made you go back to managing artists? And how did you find the writer to artists?
Music, you know? Me didn't do music. And I don't like say versatile, disrespect me or not. Me just did that feel. I never have the income and I never know, I never have the knowledge. So, me as a person like this, I just revamp and come back again.
True.
I did that close down my studio and sell out my studio, and Ding was the person that persuaded me not to. And I need the people to know this. I never get up on a man today. Ding was just a friend and him say, man, I use my studio. I'm just like, go on the way, though. Till me end up, certain structure in their management, never 100, meaning, him have a good manager, yeah? But I saw things that could improve and being that. Because I had an idea, you can't bash people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand, so the game change.
True.
The game change every 5 years or every 3 years. You have to change it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how to market certain things different. So I just start the manager and say, yo, never help manage thing. Until it end up saying, I'm managing fully now. But I just creativity and push out and hard work. And as a manager, you can't choke out the money, you have to spend it and pump it behind the talent, and whatever it is, the manager have to take the beating and the artist have to always look good.
Yeah.
See, like even with TJ. TJ come link me like 6 months straight. I say, yo, I saw him for there. He knows say I saw him for there. Romy shouldn't attain him for there. I'm saying, I'm not nobody else there. I'm good with Ding and Chen. I don't want nobody else there. Because my hands them tied up.
Yeah.
And brother, one day, I remember Jordan and Jim and Shensi and Jordan are work hard, and I just hear two men jump the fence. And we go out there for shoot and kill them, and we look out and TJ that man.
Well, the story with Ramesh and TJ could have been totally different.
The man jump in the yard and say, yo, whatever the man, I don't know what I get to do with them.
Yeah.
So I said, brother, I know so you go. And we just go on until, I tell you what really, not last year, but year before Sunfest.
Yeah, not Sunfest, yeah.
Everybody talk about Ragging King, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to watch Ragging King video. I said, blood clean. Yo, Ragging, mash up the thing. You see me?
Uh-huh.
Everybody left the studio and I go on, and me and California the day I watch the thing and me see, me just hear a man and say, yo, rah rah rah, mobile, dog, trunk, rapers, rah rah, and I say, Ross, went to the breakfast already. Then me look at TJ that, so I say, yo, the boy have a hold up the crowd after riding Shelly something for 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Brother, yeah. When me see the youth run out and the place lift up and the man perform for 5 minutes or 7 minutes, and me I tell you, say, every song the man are shooting up, see me?
Because you know, in that 6 o'clock, they hard off of some fest.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. They call the man right away and say, nick me a studio. Yeah, same day I'm mobile. Drive, come in the next day, come nick me. Never tell him nothing. Because we not frightened and we not watching something. I say, yo, we want to play 10 songs for me. And the man then play about 100 songs in the radar. The man has planned to kill.
Yeah, not surprised.
Three songs out of that. Which was only and Bubble Your Body for the up top boss. I want next song. Can't remember which song. I'm gonna say a damn song, you're gonna be a big song. You know?
Just like
Till that. I buy only and only enough for me song.
Produce
it. Well, you know, like the basis man that we are, we know that this song was going to be number one.
Yeah.
We just bought it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
End up producing it. And I just saw something about the TJ. Him has a grandness, but him. Were hard,
yep.
And then quick and talented. Them man they write 18 songs in one night and vice them, and then get up the next day and listen them back and just delete 10 of them and say them 8 we work on.
Wow.
Them
wow.
Man they have talent, yo, brother. The man they write pen and paper. The man is going and sing.
The world
is yet to see. Maybe we got about 35% of TJ talent right now.
Honestly, wow. TJ is
35%.
TJ is definitely the standout artist from week. Are we up here saying at DC? And TJ is standing out in a dance hall, head and shoulders amongst most of these new artists. Because I was having a conversation the other day. Every time I hear TJ, the flow different. Like, I can't pick a TJ song from just listening. The man just full of flow.
Release next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
You never ever hear a singer in Jamaica with them key there. You're not going to know him. You're going to ask him.
So we hear that for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. So that's where the relationship started with TJ.
Yeah.
Okay, what well, you mentioned...
And Sam is a friend thing.
Yeah.
I was working for me, and TJ was just a youth with hungry feet and feet, a remission of him in today.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it now, and I'm a boss of the thing now. Mm-hmm. He learned the game, he know what to do, he's a very smart youth, work hard, and he might do it for him.
Yeah, clearly you created a vibe down by Ramesh Entertainment that attracts the talent, and the whole relationship with Ding Dong that happened pretty naturally. There's clearly a good vibes down by Ramesh Entertainment. I remember there's an interview you did regarding the Red Bull clash when pretty much all guns did aim towards Ramesh. We don't know how you come out of that. But you said that, you know, you could have went the extra length with some dubs where they cut, but you say you never want carrying up bad vibes.
Let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Remember now, you're 14, the whole I will get the same money now, so the whole I will win now.
Mm. Yeah.
And the winner will kill up himself, you know, winning now.
Yeah.
We get more money. First of all, after the business part. Second of all, I was the only person that used a team.
Hmm.
The team name Ramesh Entertainment was Ramesh Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You get me I say?
Yeah.
Everybody else used this and that, but brother, I have dub place for mash up people marriage. I have dub place for mash up people life. I have some dub place where I tell you say cause problem because we go you see clash or something where if you go and know some little secret about people and put it in a song.
Yeah.
But guess what? Me see one at a time when I'm a DJ play a song and two men from run and one part run come and say, oh dog from no, I don't know. I just laugh it off because I guess on a brother. Me work too hard. Me born and grow at Walton Park Road. I'm still there. So me born and grow and live and see people dead. See all kind of something.
Yeah.
Live and see friend and family kill each other over some little argument.
Yeah.
Me not go make because of some music and just the bluff. Say yo, me win this. Me disrespect the man and me and some man lose relationship.
True.
After that, you get me?
Yeah.
I say brother.
Yeah.
So, Red Bull could I keep them money and me keep me respect.
True.
You see me? So adapt me do and adapt me just love it. This one because I ain't an idea, brother. Me did have some things that would have caused problem, but me prefer just know some lose the clash. And I had an idea me come out winner.
Yeah.
Because true. I'm my name Carl Wright.
Carl, right true.
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 So say me a the man.
From what you do, from what you not do.
Yeah, man, right, true. As a producer, and it's a conversation I always have with people, like, you have an engineer and you have the producer. So you'll have somebody who will make the beat, but sometimes people like to say, but the producer, he's not an engineer, he not make the beat. But what a lot of people fail to realize is you have to have that ear. You know, the same like, oh, you listen to 100 TJ song, you could identify, say, yo, them three are going to be the hit. Like, how was it something that you developed over time, or is it intrinsic? Did you always, you know, have that ear for say, yeah, man, this are going to be the hit song?
All right, it's not even saying here, no, but it's smart. Again, people who are here, to me, there's like maybe four type of song. Something that is real life and cultural. Like you said, Bona Lane.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's real life. And it could have passed as a really cultural song because they were singing and grooving this, but it a talk about what I mean in real life, so people have always said that. If you look and say, when the ghetto youths can sing a song and feel a song, it always hit.
Yeah.
True.
My dream.
Yeah.
My dream.
Yeah.
Them real tune them.
Yeah.
You get me, I say?
That's true.
You have various songs, then you come now and you have your dancing song. The dancing song, then I go shut down the whole world like a dancer, you go jump up off the jive. Then you have your gunman song where I look on you for 2 weeks ago. I don't even remember 2 weeks ago last week when Labas and Jamil war.
Yeah.
In the all over the place. From the war stop. We talk about them?
No.
Nope.
But when the war that went, it was everything.
Yeah.
So me show you say then you have the Batman song when I last time but the gear hype. Then you have the girl song now where the girl them run the place, you know, say Instagram everywhere, see everybody has shaped their body to that right joke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just run the place.
Yeah.
You get me, I say?
Yes.
So, the music you have to choose. I believe in a music where a real life. Like, we are working on an EP right now with TJ. Me and my work. I must say, oh, EP. And me, I say for the EP, you must say album. And me, I do something different. You can't just be gunman song. You have to have different life song. You, them want a song about life. You get me, I say?
No, real thing.
They want a song where we talk about life. They want to hear the song. What do you think? $100 million.
Yeah.
Them songs they have a big because guess what? Every ghetto youth smoking weed.
True.
Every we NC's a dancer, a drink.
True.
Every ghetto youth wanted $100 million. So we are sure you say, them something that we have a sing boy, and a sing boy one left from rocks to riches and them things. People are always running that because and when a man there, son a man can look at look on a little girl can get up and say, yo. You know, say, me go work hard because me can be like Shensia one day. Me might not rich and big like she as an artist, but me can start with a promo and get a start and build from the start.
Read
somewhere.
And work to what? Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Okay. So
you know, I don't believe in a little, but enough.
True.
They believe, say, oh, I do something now, me need to get $1 million right,
true.
They don't believe in a say, yo, uno for us. Do some little things, and that's something I teach my staff them. Look, even now, me make some masks. Me only make $50 for a mask, or $80 for a mask, but guess what? The corporate company made all 5,000 masks, 10,000 masks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much what is there. A
true.
Whole heap of profit that.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Little make whole heap.
Yeah, true. So, as an entrepreneur, how do you... Have you always recognized, like, okay, all right, Ramesh, this a woman can do, a woman can do. So, like, when you're hiring your staff, say, like, a Jade or an accountant, say, if you're good with numbers, so how do you identify, like, what's most important in terms of identifying somebody who will complement you, who will bring...
Why? You don't know any brother, I always just give them a start and I then feel just telling me later.
Straight.
Then work hard. You see, I come back again to all your work hard.
Yeah.
Like... When Jade come, the Jade never understand fully what I want, but our work ethics. Every time, yo, the first month Jade and Jade's a boss, every mistake I make, take those now out and pay it. When the pay looking at it, Jade and a pay.
Poor yeah. Jade.
But this is the fact, so she want to teach herself and learn.
Yeah.
So again, it come back to your drive. You get me? I say, your drive is hard working and you want to learn. Me, we work with you. But
yeah.
You have some people just come and want breath and oh, yo, me, I work for Ramesh, you know, Mrs. Shensi and Dinda and TJ every day, and you run us at the place, and I'm work. No, me not into that. Because when I work, yo, me intimate with my work.
Yeah.
If me fail, everybody fails. So me can't fail. That's why even at a time like this, if I step up and you still at work. For the past 3 weeks, I've recorded 15 songs and I've shot 7 music videos.
True.
So now when you have all the people come up in the yard and talk about, oh, we're just watching until the world changes. I'm not rushing up. Me, I'll plan on our work hard now.
True, which is right.
You still have a job. And if the world changes, we're ready for run out there.
As you have, you know, you have to keep working through it.
Yeah.
So that leads us into the next question. During these times, you know, people never see this before. I remember the last time the world shut down. Pandemic, this is something new. And it has totally killed underground entertainment business. Everything locked up. Nobody can fly. All of that. You know, me and IB are promoter. Full party them at DC, New York, Florida, Jamaica. Everything shut down. How have you positioned yourself during this time to stay relevant? Or what is the next step in these uncertain times?
When a family at Ramesh Entertainment Live Radio, man, 1 month now, I have it and I've gone over 500,000 listeners and
nice.
About 6,000 followers and
nice.
Been utilizing the same corporate link that we work with to give them a day and promote and work. Because we combine Ramesh Entertainment Live with the live and we still get the promo, we still get stuff going. We do bucket days, we do all kind of stuff. We bring the party to the people and sometimes
yeah.
I know them say for this and that, but we keep ourselves clean. Make sure so we are sanitizing the team, we are going there, make sure they're clean. And we just, our creativity again, brother. We can't make the virus and come and just lock down everything. It's not bigger than one virus can't bigger than everybody.
It really can. You know, we must find a way through it in some way or some form.
Yeah. So, the fact that you have, we'll go over it again, because to me, one of the things I really respect about you is your work ethic and how you're juggling so many different things. Entertainment, records, promotional company, where? How do you deal with when, you know, in everything you're going to have the bad mind, the detractors, be like, yo, Ramesh just want to do everything. Every week, Ramesh want to keep party, whatever. Like, you know, when you hear those sort of comments, do they bother you or, you know, are you distracted by it? Or, you know, how you deal with those sort of things when you hear that?
Don't bother me.
Yeah.
The negativity not bother me. Every time I hear a negativity or I read something or I see something or somebody say, I pray into it at all time. If it makes sense, I try to change my game. If it don't make sense, just dash it under the carpet.
True.
I might not understand this, brother. You have some promoter boy out there with millions and now broke no bread. I just them and them woman and them family have
facts. Yes. Facts.
When me keep party, me have party when me keep and make $1 million, I don't get $1 when I'm done. Can I get some? I make sure some staff them good. We make sure everybody good. I'm going to broke up my money in a whole heap of people because guess what? If me have 50 promotional girls, we work the party then, the 50 promotional girls then, maybe 30 of them have a youth or a family. So we know so that we're now 150 people. If we have a bar service, and we know so that my bar service, about the next 20 people that we know a family. By the time the party done, my money has issued out to feed over 1,000 people. That is my win, not
yeah.
the money.
Yeah.
Remember, me just get up out of the other day and start feed people and stir them because I send one whole heap of money come give me and one and two other people give me some money and I say, I'm going to feed people. I want to feel like I'm doing a good name.
Yeah.
It is a plan to get up and go buy them and sit from Grace. And when you buy sit from Grace, you beg for two like a free thing to, and then you get up the next morning, 6 o'clock, you go pack the bag for your staff, up 10 o'clock, you go issue it out and a bag and you call this appearance. So, people, then you hear Portmore lockdown, you have to go get cash now to send them a money because you promised them and they might look forward to them. Brother, I know a little struggle, but man, do it because any idea, guess what? Me can't ever hungry again in my life. And my family will never ever hungry to me. Brother, me have to always broke, brother, and big up my people because guess what? I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not keep uptown party, I'm not keep them big uptown pretty party for 10 to a $1,000 party and $1,500.
True.
Because I get the people my party and I get the people my live final.
Yeah.
I them bill me. The 1-1, the 2-2, the 3-3, the 4-4, I them bill me. The $10 them, I them bill me. So I have to give up to them and look for them good.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to rate as well, and half a mention, is over the years, I would have said, like, let's say, Antsman, I keep a party, but you see, Antsman, and you go to the event, your Antsman using your bar counters, using your girls. You put your name on it for just give him that push. And not just with Antsman, the promotional girls. And this is not just now, matter people. This is from like 2011, come up from a long time, you know, when I see the promo girls, etc., you would always, you would think that it's your party, while it's their party, you know, and you obviously can't say why your staff would rate you, because you literally deal with them like family.
Brother, I always believe in giving back.
Yeah.
I can't help everybody, but whoever around me is supposed to come for them.
Yeah.
And in case the people that are watching know this, we have Holy Pad DJ. Antsman is signed to me. Bishop Escobar, Royal Fresh, DJ Franco, where they are Fame FM, CJ Liquid, where they are Zip, DJ Nico. I have an exit at some Bad Boy DJ, the Game Changers.
Yeah.
We have DJ Black Boy, DJ Scrappy. My team big. It's not just the artist them.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? I said, mm-hmm. We can talk about the entertainment. I don't, me know Shocking Vibes was a big thing them days then.
Yeah.
But now, Aramish Entertainment are a big team right now.
Which is right, which is right.
No doubt, undoubtedly.
Shocking Vibes and your big ship, Aramish Entertainment, okay, holy power on it.
Yeah. Undoubtedly, and I don't think nobody can come on here and argue that. Straight like that. Right now, Shensi are running dance up on a different level.
Oh, am I the customer?
They can't customer.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, you can't, numbers don't lie. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I type something, I'm all right, something, I'm just low. Because I'm like playing new channel.
Yeah.
We know, but can't bother the bashing. Sometimes just can't bother the Instagram, them everybody. The Instagram bad boy, them way. Company
yeah.
To them one followers and them two pictures and one cuss and feel like they might hurt your feelings. Just laugh off at it.
Yeah.
Them brothers follow me and my followers, so reach out for me, them followers, and just feel like. Because them are you
there. Yeah, true.
And you have to protect your peace, don't it?
Yeah, you have to protect your peace. Because kind of idea, yeah, some people get personal. I mean, they are already and see people that disrespect me. I mean, just say, yeah, I'm bad with you. Anybody know if we go around and follow you, we don't like fight, we don't like war, we don't like problem, but. I have an idea. Once a man not touch you, then free for say what they want to say.
Yeah.
People will always talk. You see, when a man can't understand why you're great, in bad mind, and that is the thing I don't like about we, Jamaica, right? You don't try to find out something, you just jump, like, since we're on this, we can laugh at people. But post up something 2 days ago, I said, Ramesh Entertainment, I am releasing my first single. Right?
Yeah.
You know say Ramesh I want fucker, man. You really can't take up that and go and believe say, me, I'm gonna sing one song.
I don't know. After this conversation, you say you're classically training a music. I'm gonna ask you when Ramesh tuna comes, so murder. But clearly not.
Yeah, well, like an intro, so me not no time to go sing and
one. Yeah.
But let's show you say sometime even me and Shensi, I would do it all for time.
Uh-huh.
We just force some picture for people to chat.
True, yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
Learned this from Beanie Man back then, Beanie said, brother, no matter what they want to say, whether good or bad, once you keep in the iron and circulator, you are in the place.
That's true. Real,
but
true.
Them always talk. Last time I see she go live, I see a million and one dancehall artists go live, and I never see one of them have 150,000 views.
Yeah.
Never.
Wow.
None of them now touch 100,000 views, much less if you go 150,000 views in a 1 hour.
As I said,
numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
So we are sure you just say, this might cut off still, look, we're not going to have our Instagram change, so you get over our.
Now we still have 5 more minutes, but before we're about to wrap up soon, but let's get in the questions while some of the people listening. We'll go through probably like 6 of them. Let me say.
How old are you, Ronnie?
I'm 35.
35. All right, cool.
All right.
Well, we're trying to figure out that technology.
What is a day working at Ramesh Entertainment?
Right, well, stop. So, we're going to talk over this. We'll talk about the views. And you see everybody down there. So, our views is there, 11,000 something. Spice get. Yes, we're going to show you how people love compete.
Yeah.
Understand something. Listen. People, listen, I don't know if you listen, I understand about Instagram as well. I mean, I'm going to go screenshot that and come DM me and me pay for that. Nobody not going over 100,000 views or no one of them time on Instagram as a dancehall artist.
Yeah.
Go and look. When you come off Instagram live, you will see a certain number. This and this. When Lunchbox come off, last week, they did something. We don't know who them do it and they did have maybe about 600 or 800 people do it. No, Rummy step on it when they come out and say, Ross, what 3,000 people see tonight and our 4,000 people see.
Yeah.
We don't have to understand that and I'm competing something. We stop calling people name for me thing, brother. We just have to talk to Fox.
Yeah.
But this day we're working at Rummy Shin that came in like headache. We work right through from 8 o'clock tonight, but our vibes.
Our vibes.
Strict with my workers mean like, me not tell us if you lock up, those vibes with me. If the boss come in a bad mood, the whole yard have a bad mood. If I come up here and just gonna feel for work today, I'm just send everybody go work and sit in the yard and just drink and eat food and live life.
Yeah. Okay. So are you signing any new artists?
I just signed a new artist by the name of Cash.
Cash.
Oh, so that's the Cash what people keep on putting in the group.
Cash, me no want nothing more as my brain about Cash.
You know, I think about expand the management team.
No. There's only one Ramesh and only Ramesh can do it.
True, which is right. Which
straight
is right.
Like that.
Trust me, it's not that easy work, brother.
No, trust me.
Shanice asks, if you want more kids.
Yeah, I don't want no more son because I have brother and Vanda. I want two daughters, three daughters.
All right. Cool.
Alright.
So I'll go through a few more.
Alright, so when is Shanice's album coming out?
Was supposed to come out this year, July, but we have to look up to that.
Yeah, with everything with Corona.
Watch and observe right now. And yeah. Everything that's going on.
And what do you call success?
Success is being comfortable and happy.
True that. People don't realize that, you know, success is not just the money and the accolades.
No.
Because if you're not happy, where you are though? You know how much people jump out of them window with $1 million in them room? Just sit down.
How can a person get a job or a career at Ramesh Entertainment? Why you just have to wait till Ramesh look and say you want to new work?
Straight like that, Shadi.
True. Okay. Let me see if we have any more questions. Well, ladies, lingerie, so them love you.
Yes, send me some lingerie for the ladies, huh?
Quick and fast. All
right, so the last question we take. What does it take to get a song out with Ramesh Entertainment?
All right, that's the next thing that people been pressuring me. Remember, I know I basically have five artists.
Yeah.
And I remember, Liquid is signed to me and Liquid is an artist as well.
Right.
As well as TJ has about two artists around him. So when you do the match, seven artists in the camp overall.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to focus on what is here first.
Yeah.
And I can't take up 10 bread. And I broke it one time. I have to know, say, one at a time.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
The next person on the list to push out is Cash. So I have to focus. At the moment, it's hard to get a song out of the machine.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we have about 20 seconds. We just want to big you up, you know, respect for the time out, you know, answering the question. We say, you know, there's been some struggle, but definitely, you know, a lot of hard work and everything, you know, respect, you know, Ramesh for coming out. And,
yeah, respect, boss.
People
want to
go follow the box lunch.
Little boy. That was an hour-long conversation with Ramesh Major himself. Dancehall mogul. Serial entrepreneur. Producer. Managing director. CEO. TJ Ding Dong. And dancehall princess herself, Shanice. Amongst other things. The list can go on. We had a really good conversation with him. And we're this... deconstructing the rules of success. For all the people that is the first time on the Box Lunch, you know, you don't know, so it's Cash Rag.
And I'm IB Conte.
Yeah, and you know, we have interesting guests every week, and we talk about things that are dear to the heart to you, our listeners. We're both Jamaicans, living right now in DC, but you know, we try and stick towards the issues that are dear to us.
Yeah. So, if you go on the link in our bio, you'll see the link to our previous episode. So, the latest episode that we have is Afrobeats versus Dancehall.
Yeah,
so
so everybody are cussed about that, you know?
Yeah, so last week we were talking to Jeremy Harding, former manager for Sean Paul, Billboard producer, and we're discussing Afrobeats versus Dancehall. 1 week we're talking about classism, etc. So, this is a Box Lunch, you know? We discuss various topical things. But on this topic though, Cassie, before you give your view, I want to ask persons who are tuning in, drop your comment below. What are the major things you've learned from Ramesh in the live that we just had with him? What about you?
So like, honestly, what it shows me is, you know, in success, it's been taught to us that the only way forward is with sure planning. What Rami showed and highlighted was that a lot of the accomplishments or breaks that he got were just from being in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. It was not necessarily a plan. He mentioned the Ramesh Weir, how that got it started. Where, you know, the man said him just did want a different type of clothes. After him got a club one time and five man have on the same glowing shirt. So the man go in yard and bill him own a thing. Somebody see it and say, you know what? I like that. T.O.K. wanted that to be for them for the show. Then Bounty Killer seat, and then it snowballed from there. Yeah. And you know, you don't necessarily have to succeed from plans from the beginning, but just work with what comes your way.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people won't concede that that's a sound way to go forward, but it has manifested in a lot for more people than we think.
Yeah, for me, is his work ethic. You know, for me, I always say, especially as an entrepreneur, I will rather a hard worker than somebody with talent that's lazy or
yeah.
just whatever. You know, I got from him that, yo, he's a hard worker. And people he have on his team are hard workers.
Yeah.
From Shensia, TJ, etc.
I didn't.
So, hard work. And even the fact that he started... His first foot in entertainment was with T.O.K. And he was what some persons will consider, so to speak, a demeaning send-out boy. You know, a man that look, yo, you want to send me go supermarket or you want to
send
me
go
sell this or go get girl or whatever. But, you know, he's just a hard worker. And that's something like a lot of people miss. Because even myself, like when I started doing event, I was a flyer boy. Before I started doing my own event, I was a flyer boy, doing high school, social, micro, etc. You know, and when you look on other successful person, they had a small start, but they worked their way up. So, you know, in terms of where success is concerned, most person, they look on the end product. They look on the finished product. They look on the finished product and they miss, you know, the things that led them there. But also, he planned. He had a plan that he wanted to go corporate. So while some things, you know, happened by chance, he had a plan that, okay, you know, this is not working out with the first artist that he was managing.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a plan that, okay, you know what, I'm done with dancehall. Dancehall artists don't want to pay. Where do I want to go? Corporate. Because corporate, even though they may not pay on time, they're going to pay. So he had a plan where that is concerned.
Yeah.
And the same, you know, with his artists, he had a plan in terms of how he's going to structure, etc. You know, when he got that contract with Lime and so forth, you know, he had a plan like, all right, in order for me to take this contract, I need X amount of money up front. And, you know, he did his thing. So, yeah, so definitely a really inspirational talk. I hope a lot of persons learn from it. I did as well.
Definitely. Because that's why we even started the show, to be honest. To learn more. Have meaningful conversations with people. We're just so blessed and thankful that Ramesh took out time of his clearly busy schedule to talk with me and IB. So guys, for those who are just joining in, if you want to listen to more of our episodes, just go on our bio, click the link, and you can get access to more of our content.
Yeah, man. Just make sure you follow. Make sure you follow. Really, really important you follow. This is The Box Lounge. Marlon, but you miss everything.
But yeah. Don't worry, we're going to post everything up.
Yeah.
Big up to the Indoor Project.
We're streaming live on the Indoor Project.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know. Big up Richie, Marlon, and the whole team. Where that is concerned. So this is The Box Lounge, and we were live with Ramesh in terms of his rules of success. So guys, you can drop in our inbox or comment on one of our picture. Do you want us to go live with someone else? Do you have a topic you want us to discuss? So it's not just entertainment, but you know, we spoke about classism, we had various issues. So anything you want us to discuss, anybody you want us to interview, just drop a comment below and we'll definitely plan to make that happen.
Alright guys, we're out.
So then we buy some meat rings. Me own Aliye. head na me own alliance. No boy can't style me. Na me own alliance. Me no frightened feelings, me a start to me thing. I me no trust some boy cause them pass me drinks. And if me no rate, you, me no grow on your people. Me no want me no links. Cause me know if it will out. If me can buy a spliff, much less see buy a drinks. Never grew off he bug out. Cause me pan as a talk, so me mother never grew a whim. Me no frightened for people, no frightened for people. No sa people a be frightened for me. Just hide me in the street when me out at night. Mother they read Bible for me.